Hi guys, a beautiful morning to you all. Today's Bible reading is taken from 1 Chronicles 18 and 1 Chronicles 19. And our memory verse taken from 1 Chronicles 19, verse 13. Be strong and let us show ourselves courageous for the sake of our people and for the cities of our God. And may the Lord do what is good in his sight. Let's take a few moments to ask the Holy Spirit to open our eyes, open our ears, and open our hearts to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is going to be saying to us today. After this, it came about that David defeated and subdued the Philistines, and he took Gath and its villages out of the hand of the Philistines. He defeated Moab, and the Moabites became David's servants and brought tribute. David also defeated Hadadezer, king of Zobah, as far as Hamath, as he went to establish his dominion to the Euphrates River. David took from him 1,000 chariots, 7,000 horsemen, and 20,000 foot soldiers. David also armstrong nearly all the chariot horses to make them lame and useless, but left enough of them for 100 chariots. When the Arameans, Syrians of Damascus, came to help Hadadezer, king of Zobah, David killed 22,000 of the Arameans. Then David put military outposts among the Arameans in Damascus, and the Arameans became David's servant and brought tribute. Thus, the Lord helped David wherever he went. David took the shields of gold, which were carried by the servants of Hadadezer, and brought them to Jerusalem. Likewise, from Tibath and from Kon, cities of Hadadezer, David brought a very large amount of bronze, with which Solomon later made the Bronze Sea, the pillars, and the utensils of bronze. When Tou, king of Hamath, heard how David had defeated all the army of Hadadezer, king of Zobah, he sent Hadoram, his son, to King David to greet him and to bless him, because he had fought against Hadadezer and had defeated him, for Hadadezer had been at war with Tou. And Hadoram brought all kinds of articles of gold and silver and bronze. King David also dedicated these to the Lord, setting them apart for sacred use. With the silver and the gold with which he brought from all the nations, from Edom, Moab, the Ammonites, the Philistines, and from Amalek. Also, Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, David's house sister, defeated 18,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. He put military outposts in Edom, and all the Edomites became David's servants. Thus, the Lord helped David wherever he went. So David reigned over all Israel and administered justice and righteousness for all his people. Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was in command of the army, and Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, was the recorder. Zadok, the son of Ahitub, and Abimelech, the son of Abiathar, were the priests, and Shavshar was secretary, and Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was in charge of the Cheritites and the Pelatites, David's bodyguards, and the sons of David were chiefs at the king's side. In this chapter, we see about the victory of David and how he defeated many places. These were stories that we have learned in and we have read about in the past chapters, the past books. We move on to the next chapter. Now it came about after this that Nahash, king of the Ammonites, died, and his son became king in his place. David said, "I will be kind to Hanun, son of Nahash, because his father was kind to me." So David sent messengers to comfort him concerning the death of his father, and the servants of David came to the land of the Ammonites to comfort Hanun. But the leaders of the Ammonites said to Hanun, "Do you think that David has sent people to console and comfort you because he honors your father? Have his servants not come to you to search and to overthrow and to spy out the land?" Therefore, Hanun took David's servants, shaved them, cutting off half their beard, and cut off their garments in the middle as far as their buttocks, and sent them away in humiliation. When David was told about how the men were treated, he sent messengers to meet them, but they were very humiliated and ashamed to return. So the king said, "Stay in Jericho until your beards grow back, and then return." When the Ammonites saw that they had made themselves hateful to David, Hanun and his people sent 1,000 talents of silver to hire for themselves chariots and horsemen from Mesopotamia, Aramacha, and Zobah. So they hired for themselves 32,000 chariots, and the king of Maacah and his troops, who came and camped before Medeba. And the Ammonites gathered together from their cities and came to battle. When David heard about it, he sent Joab and all the army of the courageous men. The Ammonites came out and lined up in battle formation at the entrance of the city, Medeba, while the kings who had come were by themselves in the open country. Now when Joab saw that the battle was set against him in the front and in the rear, he chose warriors from all the choice men of Israel and put them in formation against the Arameans, the Syrians. The rest of the soldiers he placed in the hands of Abishai, his brother, and they lined up against the Ammonites. He said, "If the Arameans are too strong for me, then you shall help me. But if the Ammonites are too strong for you, I will help you. Be strong and let us show ourselves courageous for the sake of our people and for the cities of our God. And may the Lord do what is good in his sight." So Joab and the people who were with him approached the Arameans for battle, and they fled before him. When the Ammonites saw that the Arameans fled, they also fled before Abishai, Joab's brother, and entered the city Medeba. Then Joab came to Jerusalem. When the Arameans saw that they had been defeated by Israel, they sent messengers and brought out the Arameans who were beyond the Euphrates River, with Shopak, the commander of the army of Hadadezer, leading them. When this was told to David, he gathered all Israel and crossed the Jordan and came upon them and drew information against them. So when David drew up in battle array against them, they fought against him. But the Arameans fled before Israel, and David killed the Arameans, 7,000 charioteers and 40,000 foot soldiers, and put to death Shophak, the commander of the army. When the servants of Hadadezer saw that they had been defeated by Israel, they made peace with David and became subject to him and served him, and the Arameans were not willing to help the Ammonites anymore. In this chapter, we see the foolishness of a king. This guy, his father had just died, but his father was kind to David. So David said, "Oh, I will show mercy to his son because his father was kind to me." But then because this guy was not surrounded by wise people, he was misled and misadvised, and he took this advice and dishonored David through the servants that David sent to him. And we see the repercussion that even after David defeated him, they started serving and being subject to David, which was not supposed to be so. Surround yourself with wise people. And this is how we end today's Bible study. I hope you guys have a great day, feeling inviting the Holy Spirit into your daily activities. I love you, and Jesus loves you even more.